So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mgelanga njabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 29 Pandula 2023 ngothabo kancube endabeni zethu lamhlanje
abantu eZimbabwe kumbe emhlabeni wonke jikelele bebecabanga ukuthi umntanga ongathatha umbuso into zodlakela kumbe into zama human rights zizoba ngcono abantu laba belahlekile njalo basalahlekile.
Inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International yethule ugwalo oluveza ukuba ukwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu phansi kombuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuqhubeka kusiyaba kubi elizweni.
Ngimela ama-accused persons namhla ama-matters wonke postponed to the 13th of October 2023 for trial. The other matter is not yet ready for trial.
Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awayebandla eliphikisayo le-TCCC kudlulisele phambili namuhla ngoba abatshutshisi bebengakabi lobufakazi obeneleyo bokwethulela umthethwandaba. Kulabantu abayisithupha abasebenzela inkampani yemuroba Diamonds Mine abafele engozini yokuwa kwendizamtshina emangweni wezwamahande eMashingo namhla ekuseni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele e-Amnesty International yethule ugwalo namuhla oluveza ukuba ukwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu phansi kombuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuqhubeka kusiba kubi elizweni. Ithi uhulumende kaMnangagwa ufana xathu lokamoye umnumzana Robert Mgabe, umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Esethula ugwalo lolu eHarare namuhla, umsekeli kamholi we-Amnesty International eZansi Afrika, unkosikazi Vongai Chikwanda, usole uhulumende kaMnangagwa esithi uyaphambili ngokubopha nokuhlukuluza abantu mahlayana, njalo wakhuthaza inhlanganiso ye-SADC le-African Union ukuthi zingenele kudaba lweZimbabwe ukuze amalungelo abantu ahlonitshwe. Umongameli Mnangagwa usanda kutshela umhlangano omkhulu owe-United Nations General Assembly eMelika ukuthi uhulumende wakhe usegxilise umbuso okhululekileyo kanye lokuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu eZimbabwe. Kodwa uChikwanda uthi uphenyo lwabo lolu obeluqakathekisa isimo samalungelo oluntu phansi kombuso kaMnangagwa lokamuyi uRobert Mugabe luveze ukuthi ababili laba zimbila zantabanye. I-Amnesty International ikhuthaze uhulumende kaMnangagwa ukuthi ahloniphe amalungelo, yakhuthaza njalo i-African Union le-SADC ukuthi zingenele ukuze kuqedwe ukuhlukuluzwa kwabantu eZimbabwe. Lokhu kugcizelelwe umkhokheli walinhlanganiso kuleli unkosikazi Lucia Masuka.
The African Union, we also have two recommendations. We're calling upon the African Union to
umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change CCC uSenator Felix Magalela Mafa uthi bayavumelana nalokho okukhulunywa yi-Amnesty International. Amazwi kaMafa asekelwe izikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu umnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu.
So ukuthi abantu eZimbabwe kumbe emhlabeni wonke jikelele bebecabanga ukuthi umntanga ongathatha umbuso into zodlakela kumbe into zama human rights zizoba ngcono abantu laba belahlekile njalo basalahlekile.
Okodwa isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Nick Mangwana uthe abakunanzi okukhulunywa yi-Amnesty International osaphethe umsebenzi wokukhitshwa kwembiko kubandla le-ZANU-PF umnumzana Farai Marapira yena uthi ngamanga akhulunywa yilinhlanganiso.
Amnesty International National 7 agenda in the agenda.
Ugwalo lwe Amnesty International lolu lulesowe sithi Zimbabwe Human Rights Under Attack. Inhlanganiso le iphe isibonelo sokuboshwa kwabantu abavalelwa kwesikhathi eside bengavunyelwa lokuthi bakhululwe ngemali yesibambiso ibail, abafana lo wayengummeli wezingiza West umnumzana Job Scala webandla eliphikisayo le-CCC. Ukwethulwa kwemithetho efana ne-Patriotic Act lokuhlukunyezwa kwabasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo iningi lawo kungawe-CCC. Ithi njalo ukudutshulwa okwenza abantu betshengisela ngo-2018 lokungenela kukahulumende endabeni ezisemthethwandaba ngokunye ukuveza ukuba isimo samalungelo abantu asimanga kuhle elizweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha e-CCC agoqela amalunga edale lePhalamende amabili, umnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba owechabalala phelandaba loSarenda Kapoikulu oyobulawayo Central, kanye lamakhansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili namuhla ngoba idale lingakabi lobufakazi obaneleyo. Abasolwa abamiswe emthethwandaba kamantshi okwesibili e-Western Commonwealth kobulawayo besetheswa amacala okuphazamisa ukuthula kanye lokwephula imithetho ephathelene lokhetho olusanda kwedlula. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umtshutshisi utshele umthethwandaba ukuba behlulekile ukuthola ubufakazi obacelwa ligqwetha likaSiziba labanye bakhe obuvela kunkampani kamakhala ekhukhwini eye-Econet. Ngokunjalo idale liphe ophenya icala uTinashe Chapel ithuba lokuyadinga ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi uSiziba wayengaphi ngelanga kudalwa icala kanye lokuthi wayetshayela bani ucingo. Udaba lolu luzangena njalo enkantolo mhlaka 13 ngomfumfu. USiziba uKapoikulu labanye babo ababalisa uElderman Ernest Rafemoyo, uTendai Masocha, uKansila kaWard 20 uSimbarashe Dube loKansila kaWard 13 uLavuel Mwinde babotshwe kumaviki asanda kwedlula amapholisa esithi badabula amaphepha omkhankaso kankosikazi Soneni Moyo ngesikhathi sokhetho okulicala lakuqala. Elesibili kungelokuthi bephula umthetho we-Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act ngokuthethisa uMamoyo. Igqwetha labasolwa umnumzana Tinashe Runganga uchasisa okunengi.
Ngimela ama-accused persons namhla ama-matters wonke postponed to the 13th of October 2023 for trial. The other matter is not yet ready for trial. Instead, isahlanganisa izinto zayo, isa extract ama evidence ngaqeda izasinikeza i-trial date. Then the other one, we remember last time science application for court location. So sayihambisa e-Econet hayi siyanika kuphela u-investigating officer, asinika abanye abantu. So kathesi i-court iphe i-directive ukuthi u-investigating officer ahambe ayinikwa i-police location. So next after 2 weeks siyasesiphenduka izokomenza i-trial.
USiziba wetheswa elinye njalo icala elihlukeneyo elokubangela udlakela emdlalweni wenguqu phakathi kweqembu le-Highlanders le-Dynamos elilokhe lisaphenywa. Umamangala kucala lokudatshulwa kwamagwaliba okhetho, uMamoyo utshele idale ukuba kajabuli ngenani labantu abaze ukuzosekela izibotshwa, kuchasisa igqwetha labasolwa.
Hayi, bampo ukusaba i-crowd bona abantu babuyile ukuzasupporta kuphela. So babone i-large number of people ababuyile ukuzasupporta. Otherwise abakonfrontwanga, abathethiswanga, ukusaba bona nje, ukuzisabela ukubona i-number of people ababuyileyo kuphela.
Nkosikazi Soneni Moyo wancintisa ukhetho esithi umela i-CCC kodwa leli bandla lithi alimazi. Omunye umamangala kumacala abasolwa laba Nkosazana Sibongile Ndlovu. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 wobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kulabantu abayisithupha abasebenzela inkampani yeMuroa Diamonds Mine abafele engozini yokuwa kwendizamtshina ewele eplazini lePeterhouse eZwamahande eMashingo namhla ekuseni. Ababili kubikwa abeyizizalwane zeZimbabwe, abanye abane becatshangelwa ukuthi yizizalwane ze-India. Indizamtshina leyo kubikwa ibivele eHarare isiya emgodini wamadayimana oyeMuroa Diamonds oseChivi, njalo akukaziwa ukuthi kuyini okubangele ingozi. I-Studio 7 ifike lapho kuwele indizamtshina yathola izakhamizi zalindawo sezibuthene ziphathisa amapholisa ukubuthanisa izidumbu zisithi zizwe umsindo lindizamtshina isiwa zahle zagijima ukuyaphathisa kodwa zathola abakade bekulindizamtshina sebefile bonke. Isikhulumeli samapholisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthe ingozi le yenzakala phakathi kuka 7:30 ekuseni kusiya ku-8 ngemva kokuba lindizamtshina isuke eHarare ngehola lesithupha ekuseni. Le isiyingozi yesibili lonyaka kulandela ukuwa kwenye indizamtshina eyayilezisebenzi zeMuroa Diamonds ngonhlolanja eBeatrice eMashonaland West. Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, uhulumende weMelika ukhangelelwe ukuvala ezinye inhlangothi zakhe ukusukela ebusuku kusasa ngoba esephelelwe imali yokusebenzisa. Imbangela yalokhu yikudonselana okukhona phakathi kwamalunga edalela ephalamende awebandla elibusayo lamademocrats lama-Republicans. Amanye ama-Republicans avimba ukupasiswa kwesikhwama semali emele esetshenziswe nguhulumende ukusukisela ngenyanga ezayo kusiyafika umnyaka ozayo ngoba esithi inengi kakhulu limali. Iphalamende ingehluleka ukuvumelana namuhla lakusasa kungaba kabi phakathi kwamabili izisebenzi zikahulumende ezinenyi zizamiswa umsebenzi futhi zize ziyebhadalwa nxa sekube lokuvumelana uhulumende esevuliwe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele sizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eMelika umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Indaba le iyahlupha ma kulama Republicans ama Democrats ungela bantu abaphakathi ngathiwa ngama moderates esasikubona kudala laphana kwakule Gang of Eight, Gang of Six. Sibona ngathiwa kwakulabantu ababe bele imind efananayo ukuthi bancedise uhulumende ahambe phambili ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi i-federal government is the biggest employer lapha elizweni leli, so bangavala yonke into yabi simile from borders, judges, imisebenzi esetshenziswa ngi-government yonke engantwa yabi silimele. Siyakwazi ukuthi la kuya-affect economy ngoba khonapha izinto ziyabe zingasahambi in terms of trade and all that. So hayi kungantwa this time around kulabantu abangenileyo Congress or iParliament yalapha abalama individual interests and siyabona ukuthi next year kulokhetho luka 2024 and sibona uTrump ngathiwa nguye ofuqa abantu bakhe ukuthi bavale igovernment ukuthi economy iwe ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi economy ingawa kuzaba nzima ukuthi bakhethe umnumzana Joe Biden engimaye nguye or i-Democratic Party ngoba bayasebeyisola. Siyakwazi ukuthi izinto ezinjengalezi they have ethwa hi-ripple effect ukuthi akusoze kusilimase in the next few months but after next year kuyabe sokungena khonapha nge-shutdown ingaba khona.
Kungenzeka yini ukuthi kube lokuvumelana phakathi kwama-Republicans lama-Democrats kwenqatshelwe ukuvalwa kukahulumende?
Hayi, ukuthi bazavumelana ama-Republicans lama-Democrats anguboni ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi uNumzana Kevin McCarthy ulabantu abangemuva kwakhe abangathiwa bazamxotsha ma engayekela ukwenza izinto abazifunayo. So ama-budget numbers angikhona they are too far apart ukuthi kube le negotiation unless uMakhate engavumelana lama-Democrats and then he loses his speakership because bona ungole solution. But hayi, we just pray for the best but sokuzaba le nkinga lapha.
umnumzana Tim Moringai yisizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eMelika. Abantu abakwamanye amazwe abaphephele kwele South Africa lamhlanje abatshengisele emahofisini wenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations High Commission for Refugees bekhala ngokwephulwa kwamalungelo abo. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Igciwana leziphepheli ebelitshengisela leli lifike emahofisini enhlanganiso emela isiphepheli emhlabeni jikelele e-United Nations High Commission for Refugees ePretoria bephethe amagwaliba abhalwe izikhalazo zabo. Akhona bebhalwe izikhalazo zabo zokufuna ukuphiwa incwadi zokuphephela, kanti kamanye abakhala ngokubotshwa mahlana amapholisa afuna imali yesibumbathiso. Obekhokhela abakade betshengisela laba umnumzana Olivia Kalenga uthi kunzima kakhulu kuningi labo ukuthola incwadi zokuphephela emahofisini ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya ngenxa yokwanda kwenkohlakalo.
Even those who go to appeal and whatever.
Ungaze ube uphethe liphi iphepha, nxa uthi uyengeza amalanga kufuneka imali
in order to get that.
Umnumzana Lichi yaku odabuka kwele Democratic Republic of Congo uthi batholiswe amagabhavuzayo ngamapholisa ababopha lanxa belazwe incwadi ngoba befuna amantshontsho. Unkosazana Dolly Mbuyi uthe uhlupho olukhulu yikuthi iningi labantwana beziphepheli lezi kabaya ezikolo njengoba kufuneka incwadi zokuphephela abangelazo. Langamazwi agcizelelwe ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe ebesikulokhu kutshengisela esingathandanga ukuvezwa igama sisithi iningi labo sebesesaba lokuyathatha incwadi zokuphephela ngoba besethuselwa ngokuthi bazabotshwa ngoba akulambi elizweni labo.
Kuhlungu kakhulu lokhu ukuthi kanti kambe amalungelo oluntu awekho yini na eSouth Africa, njalo abasinaki. Uyahamba uthi uyahamba usedrobheni umele uhambe uphethe imali ukuthi ma ungabona amaphoyisa either amaphoyisa uyabalekela noma amaphoyisa engakubamba sekumele wena ubanikeze imali ibribe ukuthi bakudlulise ngoba bazakubopha.
Esephendula isiphepheli lezi isikhulumeli senhlanganiso UNHCR unkosikazi Laura Padoya uthembise ukuthi inhlanganiso yakhe izathinta lolugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya ukuze kulungiswe izikhalazo zeziphepheli lezi.
We take these concerns very very seriously. It's been a very peaceful protest here today.
Sikhathekisa kakhulu izikhalazo zeziphepheli lezi, njalo ngiyathembisa ukuthi sizazihambisa kugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya.
But we hear that there are a number of obstacles, which means that still people are experiencing delays and not receiving the protection that they need.
Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya belungakaphenduli isikhalazo lezi ngesikhathi sisiya emoyeni. Kodwa ke akudala umphathintambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Aaron Swalezi etshele iPhalamende ukuthi zinengi iziphathamandla zalolu gatsha esezimiswe umsebenzi ngenxa yenkohlakalo, kanti ezinye zazo sezicotshiwe. Sekukanengi njalo evela emsakazweni esizwe ekhuthaza umphakathi ukuthi abike yonke inkohlakalo ahlangana layo. Ngimele Studio 7 ePretoria kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Umcimbi weIntwasa Arts Festival ungene kulanga lesine namhlanje njalo uphela kusasa. Izolo kuvulwe umbukiso olesihloko esithi silindele uMalaitha ohambisana lomcimbi weIntwasa Arts Festival oqale mhla ka 21 Pandula usiyaphela kumfumfu mhla ka 13 kumfumfu.
Izolo kuvulwe umbukiso olesihloko esithi silindele uMalaitha ohambisana lomcimbi weIntwasa Arts Festival oqale mhla ka 21 Pandula usiyaphela mhla ka 13 kumfumfu. Umbukiso lo uphuzile ukuvula izolo iziphathamandla ze National Gallery Bulawayo zisithi umdwebi uOwen Maseko kumele ethule njalo eminye imifanekiso yakhe ayifakileyo kulandela ukukhithiswa kweminye, kodwa wala esithi ababhale incwadi besipha izizathu zokuthi kungani emele ethule imisebenzi yakhe. UMaseko uthi akumphathi ukwethuliswa kwemifanekiso yakhe.
Ayangafika egallery, no, I deliberately avoided going to the gallery today. I was just frustrated. After opening izolo, we were supposed to meet again today and discuss what went when. But I'm sure I'm really painting yana sozobona ngoba ngeke beyikhiphe bafuna mina kube yimi engiyikhipha.
Umqoqo weIntwasa Arts Festival uNkululeko Nkala uthi umcimbi ohamba kuhle kodwa usola ukwethulwa kwemisebenzi kamaseko.
Sicela singakwazi ukwenza izenzo zakho. Bekuyisifiso sethu ukuthi ngabe khona lokho kuyenzakala. Kodwa njengoba sekwazi ukuthi umuntu nendawo yakhe uyakwazi ukukhetha ukuthi lokhu kwenzakale. Ilizwe nelizwe liyakwazi ukuthi lokhu yikho lokhu ayisikho. Hayi okwakhathesi thina izandla zethu zibotshiwe. Kodwa thina sikufakile ehlelweni lethu ukuthi yonke imidlalo esifake kuprogramu izayenzakala wena ye-exhibition i-poetry, i-dance esikufakile konke ukuthi kuzaba part of it.
Umqondisi we-National Art Gallery kobulawayo unkosikazi Silenkosi Moyo walile ukukhuluma.
Intasa, I think kubala ma-events abakhulile lapha vele achiyene amaningi. Iprogramu lingayithola ema-ofisi nayo intwasa abazalisiza ngamaprogramu.
Lumbukiso usekelwa yiNational Art Gallery, iOrap, iVap, leOmama Arts Hub, iNtwasa Arts Festival, leDream House. NgoLwesithathu eminye imisebenzi kamaseko uyathulisiwe igallery isithi imumethe ezombusazwe lobanje eyabanye elezokhetho ingethulwanga. Amapholisa athe awazi lutho ngalolu daba. Nimele umsakazo weStudio 7 wobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
It was a Friday my darling. Was a Friday umsebenzi ubokine.
Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday sileqembu lomculo warehouse music elizibiza ngegama lokuthi Mabusta Crew lona licula lise Victoria Falls. Asizweni umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa exoxa loIsrael Mpofu abambiza ngokuthi Jason onguye okhekhela leli qembu.
Leli lidla amalangabi eVictoria Falls. Abantu abaningi bathanda umculo walo. Yeke nasizwe imbali yalo ngamafitshane.
Yimi uJasani. Sizoba lo Kristo, sizoba lo King Bonjo, sizoba lo Horace Phantom, sizoba lo Jalet. Then OS6 ngoDJ wethu sihamba laye masiyaja amashows uDJ Jiba. Imaposter crew yabunjwa ngo-2011 kobulawayo. Lapho engahlangana khona lo producer abathi ngoDJ Furican. Ucilo wami mina was inspired by uDJ TPZ.
Po igama lokuthi Mabusta Crew labuya njani njalo lithoni Jason.
I-idea le yavela ekuthini sithe sesiqalise umculo wethu sesidonsile nje. Sabe sibona ukuthi umculo wethu abantu bawuthakazelela endaweni ezijene endaweni eziningi. So sabe sesithi ngisho ukuthi music wethu ugcwele indawo yonke njengamabooster network. So ibizo yikho lapho lahle laqalisela khona kwahle kwathiwa yimabooster, yimabooster.
Umthumawo wehlukene neminye yabaculi baseZimbabwe. Owenu uthiwani?
Umculo wethu thina sawuthi dream based music. Why? Because sabona ukuthi umculo wethu unique. So kungcono sikunike ivizu esilibo esilibona lifanile. Umculo wethu kodwa thina uhambelana le house music eSouth Africa. Sinamadlala athi afika 4.
Abana abalaleli abafuna ukuthola umculo wenu kumbe ukunilandela bangalithola nga
umculo wethu thina ku social media siyatholakala ku YouTube siyatholakala ku YouTube as Maposta Crew kuyatholakala ama videos ama single tracks ethu khona lapho ku YouTube ungathi Maposta Crew siyasithola even ku Facebook even ku WhatsApp siyasithola.
Imaphosta liqembu elicula ezingene liphezulu liseVictoria Falls. Besiqetshela lo ngohlelo Woza. Woza Friday limelwe nguIsrael Mpofu ozana ngokuthi nguJasan. Mpela sonde mnandikini lonke igama lami uEzra Jesus Bana.
Lo ube ngumsakazi uEzra Jesus Banda ekhuluma labo amaBoosta Crew bemelwa nguIsrael Mpofu. Ngalokho omuli eZimbabwe silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguTabo kaNcubengi sithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.